You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, in Doha. A reminder of our top news stories. Ethiopia's prime minister says that he'll travel to the front line on Tuesday to lead the military against rebel forces. Fighters from the northern Tigray region are pushing further south towards the capital, Addis Ababa. William Lawrence is a former US diplomat. He says this is the starkest language Abiy Ahmed has used yet.
He does have a military background. If you look at his Nobel Prize speech from some years ago, he used a lot of war imagery to talk about the lessons he'd learned about the hell of war. But here we are, you know, almost full circle with a Nobel Peace Prize winner using the most bellicose language to try to, you know, ramp up the stakes ahead of this defense, not only of Ethiopia, but life and death. You know, he says basically he's willing to die for the cause, which is the type of stark language we haven't even seen from him until now.
We'll bring you some breaking news coming out of Bulgaria, where at least 45 people, including children, have been killed after a bus caught fire in the west of the country. Now, the bus had been travelling from Turkey to North Macedonia. The accident happened about 40 kilometres south of the Bulgarian capital, Sofia. Seven passengers have been taken to hospital with burns. A trial is underway for 25 men accused of carrying out the 2019 Easter bombings in Sri Lanka. Collectively, they're charged with more than 23,000 offences, including murder. 267 people were killed in the attacks. Austria has become the first country in Western Europe to reimpose a national coronavirus lockdown. Infections are surging there and in neighbouring countries too. Germany's health minister predicts people will either be vaccinated, recover, or die by the end of winter. Former South Korean President Chun Do-hwan has died at the age of 90. Chun was an army commander who seized power through a military coup in 1979. Now, his rule sparked nationwide protests that eventually led to the country's transition to democracy. Heavy rain has caused lakes to flood in the Indian city of Bengaluru. Disaster Management Authority officials say 24 people have been killed. Afghanistan's banking system is at risk of collapse if urgent and decisive action is not taken. That's the warning from the UN. Deposits to keep banks operating are shrinking due to a cash liquidity crunch and a spike in unpaid loans.